I should. He wants to groom me to be, to have a better job, you know, but then I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. When did you get married?
Why can't we know all that too? It would be 48 years. This August is 6.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 48 years. See, my husband died 10 years ago. 48 years.
How did you meet your husband?
How did I meet my husband? He come down to Chinatown when my father died then. He came down to Chinatown to sell insurance to my mother. And I told Mama, I said, we don't have no money to buy insurance. Tell him to go away. And he stopped calling and calling and calling. And finally, at that time when he called me, it was, I guess you're kind of lonesome at that time after my mother passed away, you know. So still call and call and call. That's how I got married. Well, there was other people, you know, but I don't know. I thought I picked a man with a nice background, you know. My father-in-law do have a nice background, see?
Mm-hmm.
So his father was from a well-known family.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was the best bet. Hey, I better not let my husband hear that all his family hear the best bet. That's silly.
So you married in...
I married in a double wedding.
Right. Uh-huh. A double wedding.
Uh-huh. A double wedding.
Who was the other
with his
couple?
Older brother.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
With his older brother. Uh-huh.
And the wedding was here in Los Angeles?
At the First Congregational Church. And I was married by Reverend Dana Bartlett. And Miss Bartlett is still, his daughter is still a dear friend of mine. I was in the Girl Reserve. And now she is the scholarship chairman of the American China Culture Society. And I still kid her. I said, I'm still helping you. Even when I was a little girl, I was helping her when I was in the Girl Reserve. We were doing some charity work down in Chinatown. Now I forgot the name of the place. I think it was the Native Sons of the Golden West. We were showing movies up that time to raise money to help the Chinese people. It was very interesting. And I also have Mrs. Finley. Emma Finley, she died too. She was a good missionary lady. She used to go around Chinatown and help and go around and give piano lessons. I remember she gave me piano lessons down in Chinatown. We have an organ, you know, one of those old-fashioned organs with pump with 2 feet, you know. And she used to go around Chinatown to give us piano lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting. Miss Bartlett is still American, she's doing scholarship fund for American Culture Society.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. I mean, all these people, all these years, I said, my goodness, I'm still helping you. All these years, I'm still helping you. I'm still helping you. I just called the other day. I'm still helping you.
Uh-huh. So you worked for I. Magnin in Pasadena after you were married?
After I was married, to support my husband because he wasn't well.
And what did you do at I. Magnin?
I was the telephone operator. Then I wrote out the sales checks for the sales lady. Then I did clerical work. And the boss treated me very good.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in there late, she didn't care, because being me, I never look at the time. But I'm always going into work late. I don't know why I'm always late. I always punch a time clock very hour late. And here comes Mrs. Van Asterbilt. Here she comes in. But I put the lunchtime, I don't take time off for lunch. I just go out to eat and come back and do my work. I would stay, you know, after work and do all the poster and do signs and do wrapping and do everything, you know. At that time, you don't get too good of it, but that was a very, a job that was, which you, at that time, no Oriental can get what I got, you know.
How did you happen to get that job?
I just went to apply, because I have to go to work. You know, I applied to Ambassador before when Magna was there. Then Ambassador closed up and moved to Pasadena. So that's why I went to Pasadena to work. So it was nice. I worked there, and then it was a nice job. At first when you hire, you have to wear a Chinese dress. But during a time when you know you're a little bit knowledgeable, then you don't have to wear a Chinese dress, you know. At that time, they hire you for atmosphere, more for the exclusive store like I. Magnin's and like Ida Mae's, you know, you're hard to do atmosphere work. But then, you know that you can do it. Then, yeah, like my father, I didn't have a big education, but you can teach yourself. I taught myself too. You know how to get ahead, mm-hmm. never get further ahead. But then, I became a mother. That's all.
At that time, before the war, what was the average income?
That I don't remember. I don't take care of the income part of it.
Or when you were at iMagazine's.
Oh, I was only making $70 a month.
Do you think that was an average?
At that time, I don't know.
Good
that
average?
Was, well, at that time it was average. We were just laughing today with one of my other girlfriends. How can we just live on $70 a month? And besides, at that time, when I worked in Ida Mae's, well, my mother was still alive at Ida Mae's, you know. She was still alive. I gave her all the money, and I only took $5 for lunch money. It lasted me a whole month for $5. Can you imagine? I guess somebody treat me for lunch. How can I live on $5? But see, at Ida Mae's, well, I only had walking distance to go or take a streetcar for how much? I mean, forgot how much it cost at that time, 5 cents? I believe only 5 cents to ride a streetcar or a bus or something. Well, I have walking distance to go to Ida Mae's too. And then I can live on 70 a month.
Where were you living when you were out in Pasadena?
I was living in an apartment with my sister. That was right next to, that was on Flower Street, I believe, but that's torn down already. I don't remember that address.
But about how much was rent that time?
I think I have to give her half of the rent money. I believe it was about $10, I believe, or $12. And I paid for the food bill. So I must have given her about $20, you know, for the food and the rent of my room when I stayed with my sister. See, that was it. See, not paid for my brother's too. He wasn't married then either. Pay for my brothers, but at $70 you can get further ahead. If I might have a $40, $45 balance, I don't go any place. That time I go to church, you know. And the movies that time was only about, you know, don't go too much movies.
Why?
Well, because don't have time to go to movies. Get too tired. You're too sleepy. Like when I come off work, I used to fall asleep right away on the couch. It was so weary. Because when I worked, I donated my time, I don't know, maybe most Chinese people, when you want to do something, they want to do it well. I did do it well, you know, because some of the girls I recommend to the job at iMagazine, they get fired inside of 2 weeks, you know. They don't want to be told, you know. I don't mind being told, because we're there to work. So I think most Chinese people are oriental people are good workers.
Mm-hmm.
I still think they are. You know.
How many years were you at iMagazine's?
Oh, that was for a long time. I worked even when I went to work. I really don't remember how long, to tell you the truth.
But was it about 5 years?
About 5 years, yeah. About 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then what did you do after?
Stayed home and be a mother.
How many
raised
children?
Raised my children too.
Uh-huh.
My son Richard Douglas Lamb. I like Richard. I named him Richard, and I named Douglas for Douglas Fairbanks Jr. And then I named Carol Ann, my daughter, much younger. Because I love Christmas, so I call her Carol Ann. Because I was at a beauty parlor one day, I said, well, what should I call my daughter, you know? And my husband didn't like Patricia because we call him Patty Cake. So I said, I love Christmas. That's the only day I love, so I call her Carol Ann. Carol Ann Lim and Richard Douglas Lim.
Mm-hmm. So, and after you had your two children, you stayed at home to be a mother?
Be a mother. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And what was your husband doing?
My husband...
You said your husband, excuse me, your husband was sick?
He's sick. He had a thyroid trouble. Mm-hmm. He had to go for surgery. He couldn't work then, or he couldn't support me, so I have to go to work to support him.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was very independent then. I didn't want the support of his parents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could take care, and then I took care of him too, you know. So it wasn't easy for me, you know,
mm-hmm.
to take care of him, but it was all right. And then afterwards, after then, we had my son.
Then what did you do when you had your children for your mother? Was he well?
Oh, he was well. Then he went into the restaurant business. He went into restaurant business because he was sorry that he didn't have a college education too. He graduated from LA High School. Mm-hmm. He was a good saxophonist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He played a saxophone. They're all very musical family. And he can do mostly anything. He can do most everything perfect, you know. So he regretted he didn't go to college, but at that time, I guess you don't need a college education because he was a good businessman.
He do in the restaurant?
He took care of the whole business. He ordered, and he knows how to cook because they love to cook. He just showed them how to cook. We hired about 14 helps. He just do the ordering.
So he was the owner.
He was the owner of the restaurant. He showed them how he wants it, how he do it, and he was a successful restaurant man.
What was the name of the restaurant?
Lem's Cafe. We first had Wings Cafe in Hollywood.
Where in Hollywood?
1643 North Cahuenga, still there. Uh-huh. And someone else owns the place now. We used to have all the stars going there, Raymond Burr. Yes, and Marlon Brando, Brad Pitt, that they always be money, especially Raymond Burr. He used to come in and sign the checks. We call me Mrs. Wing then. Mrs. Wing, do you mind if I sign? I said, okay. I said, it's all right. Me, I'm always so easy. But I said, okay. Then Marlon Brando came in. We were doing Julius Caesar. And he was reading that book of Julius Caesar. And then he didn't have any money to pay us, so he gave up his old billfold. And we said, okay, you can come in, you know. It's all right. You can pay me next time. He also came in with Rita Moreno. He's always in there. Oh, then we have, loads of them. Remember when Chiang Kai-shek, Mrs. Chiang Kai-shek was here speaking, I don't know how many years back. Then we had all the movie people in there over at the Wings Cafe. All of them were in there. Claudette Colbert with her husband, Olivia de Havilland, John Huston, they were all having dinners there. And all kind of, they were big, at that time Hollywood was even different. At that time Hollywood was Hollywood.
How big of a cafe was
it? It was very small. It was just at the, you can sit about 50 people, you know. At that time, he had to open his own restaurant, so he did most of the cooking himself, you know. Hardworking man, but it turned out very, very good. And then it was so successful that we had to go back to First Street, to my father-in-law's place, because he needs someone to run that place. Because it was close up, the cafe down at Lem's Cafe, because during the war, we rent that cafe out, see. So it wasn't running successful, so we had to sell that Wings Cafe, which I missed very much, and went down to Japanese Town. So we've been there ever since until he died. Then it was sold by the family, the whole thing.
So Lem's Cafe was, where in Japantown?
Japanese Town, 120 East First Street. Is it 120 East 1st Street? Yeah, okay. It's still there.
And how big was that?
That was big. That was upstairs and downstairs. We could sit about 300 people upstairs and downstairs. Mm-hmm. Had about 14 helps there.
Mm-hmm. Was the clientele in both of these
The clientele...
Caucasians? Or?
No, those are mostly Japanese, but all the Caucasian people came down to from our cafe at Wings, you know, because all the people came out because, I don't know, the food was good, and my helps were good. They were trained to be very courteous. And it was a very successful, it's too bad we don't have it now, but it's good. I couldn't keep it up anyway because it's hard work for a woman, you know.
So did you help out with the restaurant?
Yes, I helped out when he couldn't go down there anymore. I even helped out with cashier and taking orders up in front, and he had to run around and do, because we had a lot of big parties down there, you know, from the Japanese people. And the Japanese people love to give big parties, so they love to give the golf club and the movie people came down and gave a party there. What was the picture they were making? Is it War Wagon? I think it was War Wagon by director Burt Kennedy. He gave an after-dinner party. This is very interesting because we closed the whole place for him. See, we gave a lot of food for the price they paid for it at that time. It was I think it was only about $300. Well, not even quite that much. Not quite $200. We served the whole place to them. And they came down and decorated the place for us, you know, for the atmosphere of the studio. And we closed the whole place up. And beside, Bert Kennedy is doing a picture of James Cagney. I was surprised, you know, after all these years, I haven't heard from him or seen him, but I read about him, you know. He's always down there eating because his wife loves broccoli and beef. And that's why she always eats broccoli and beef and the shredded chicken. We serve it hot then, you know. Mm-hmm. It was very good food for the price they paid for. It was just about 11 years ago. Just 11, Because I ran the place for 5 years while my husband do the bookkeeping at home. See, I couldn't do that part, you know, and take care of the books and all that, and the payroll. He took care of all that, and I took care of the restaurant. It was hard work for a woman. It was real hard work. And I was surprised that the help staff listened to a woman, because they usually don't, even Chinese cooks, they don't respect the Chinese woman. And they always love to swear in Chinese. So I said, if you folks going to swear in Chinese, I'm going to find you each a dollar, you know. So they stopped that. But they respect me, you know, because they have a good job and good money at that time.
What was an average salary for a restaurant worker, cook, or
11
waiter?
Years ago, that time it was...
Before 11 years ago, like at Wings?
Wings? Oh, it was very little. In fact, my son, who was going to school, he was even a waiter there. He loved it because I think my husband only gave him about $5, but he made good tips. So he was funny because he enjoyed watching his people come in. He likes it. He was even a dishwasher and everything. One thing about my children, they don't mind working, you know. They love to help. They love to do anything to help before it's nice. I guess they were brought up that way. I have to give the children credit too. They like working, you know. As I say, my brothers didn't do like that. They just left home.
This is the end of tape one. The duplication of a 90 to a 60 minute tape.